Compared to other major cities, Wichita has a relatively small African-American population. Because of this, large black-owned commercial enterprises such as insurance companies never developed here. Nevertheless, there exists a strong tradition of smaller-scale African-American entrepreneurship in this city. For instance, the preface of the Wichita Negro Yearbook, 1922-1923, included the following, quote, "This book is presented to the public as proof that the Negro of Wichita has a mind to do, and that his overplus of imagination, ambition, and pluck make him dare to take the long, careful role of the businessman." In looking at the history of African-American business in Wichita, four entrepreneurial accomplishments exemplify the Wichita Negro Yearbook's references to imagination, ambition, and pluck. Xavier Howard, who inherited the Citizens Funeral Home from her mother, Victoria Hightower, in 1942, was the first black woman in Kansas to hold a dual license as a funeral director and embalmer. UL Rip Gooch's Aero Services, Inc., a fixed base operation that provided charters, airline maintenance, and later distributed Mooney aircraft, represented a pioneering enterprise in the aviation industry beginning in the 1950s. Wichita's Henry L. Wolfert, one of few African Americans in the oil drilling business, ran his company for more than 25 years. And Charles F. McAfee, a world-renowned architect based in Wichita, has done award-winning work across the country. These individuals, as well as many other Wichita black entrepreneurs who are rarely recognized, represent an important part of this city's business and economic history. For KMUW, this is Dr. Robert E. Weems, Jr.